talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And happy holidays, a getaway Friday. It's Friday, November the 26th, 2021. Joined in studio by Mike Wilson on this Getaway Friday as we head into the holiday season. Do want to remind everybody that if you want to send a Christmas card to us, it's WWGH Radio, 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Make sure your return address is in the card or on the envelope, and we will send you a card back. That's how that all works. And I think we're going to continue on with the Family Feud here, giving away tickets to the Zoo Lights at the Columbus Zoo. So, Mike, take it away.
All right. Our next category, name something you hang on a tree. And Scott Spears is not an answer to this, by the way.
It would be nice, though, wouldn't it?
There are five answers on the board. Name something you hang on a tree.
Five answers. Name something you hang on a tree. Now, since there was some question of this, I do want to remind everybody that I will be on tonight with Angie Evers, holiday episode of that program, tonight 8 to 10, because we are now officially in the holiday season. Do you feel it?
Are you talking to me?
Well, who else is here at this point? who else is in the studio?
I thought maybe you were answering the phone. Yes, I feel it. Yes, I do.
The holiday season has begun. We are in the full swing of the holiday time.
So once again, name something you hang on a tree, and let me specify that's a Christmas tree.
Go ahead, caller.
Stencil.
Stencil.
Tinsel.
No, stencil.
Stencil?
Tinsel or stencil?
Tinsel.
Tinsel.
That's what I thought you meant. That is number four.
Number four. All right, Ralph. Thanks. See, it's always a thing, isn't it?
Got to have that hearing checked there, Scott.
Holy mackerel. Let's see here. Well, I just got a message here. This is kind of interesting. Did you hear the story on the state news this morning that picked up on the $1,000 reward for the return of the caller? So we're getting news, I guess.
Yeah, we are.
We'll see. I'm going to ask which state news source that was. Run that category down again.
Okay, this is name something you hang on a Christmas tree.
Something you hang on a Christmas tree.
We've gotten one answer so far.
We got tinsel.
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 Not stencil.
That's when you have a metal sole on your shoe.
What is a stencil? Is that a German piece of tinsel?
It's where you have something like cut out and you
that's a stencil.
That's a stencil, yes.
No, a stencil.
That's a stencil.
Stencil.
That's a kind of hat, isn't it?
But not stencil. Stencil, right?
That's stencil, you're right.
Right, but not stencil. So what is stencil?
Once again, name something you hang on a Christmas tree.
Fire engine.
And I'm about ready to hang Scott on this one behind
My
me.
My goodness. Stencil, tinsel, stencil.
Tinsel.
What is tinsel? Tinsel. Is that that icicle stuff?
Yeah.
Do they even sell that anymore?
Well, I'm sure they do.
Okay. Something you hang on a Christmas tree.
Okay, if you use tinsel, how do you put it on? Do you just throw it on, or do you lightly put one piece at a time on?
Well, clearly, from this conversation, I don't use tinsel. Can't you tell?
Yeah, I shouldn't.
No, it's kind of messy.
It is.
What do you do?
I don't use it.
Well, do you buy it? I mean, it kind of went by the wayside with that spray snow.
Yeah.
That people put on the tree.
Some people still use it, and I think it's nice if it's just put on like one piece at a time, not just thrown on the tree.
Well, I really don't know.
It gives that kind of an icy, snowy look.
An icy, snowy look. Yeah. I don't know what that snow in a can, what that was all about.
I don't either. I don't understand that one at all.
People used it on their windows, but then people started spraying it on their trees, and
yep.
Some people put it on their hair. It was a whole thing.
Well, mine's not.
You don't need that. You don't need that look. Something people hang on the Christmas tree is the category, right?
That'd be correct.
Okay, well, I'm glad I got that right. So far, we've got tinsel, but that is all. 740-383-9944. 26 minutes past the hour. Does anybody have another guess? 740-383-9944. What do you hang on the Christmas tree besides tinsel?
And this is such a simple one. Where are our callers?
Yeah, it's odd. It's kind of a strange thing. We got tinsel right off the bat, but everything else has went to the birds. Okay, let's take a listen.
All right.
Go ahead, caller.
Lights.
What's lights. That?
Lights.
That's number one. Lights.
The lights. The lights. All right. Thanks, Ralph.
Yeah.
All right, Ralph got it. It's my understanding, I guess, that it was on the national, like at 8 o'clock this morning. It wasn't on the local news at WMRN. It ran on the national news.
Oh, wow.
Well, there you go. We're going to find this dog collar. Go ahead, caller.
Ornaments.
Ornaments is number three.
Thanks, Phyllis.
Alrighty.
All right. Phyllis gets in at number three. Well, see, that clears it up. Now, so it was the Fox News.
Oh.
See, you said people weren't listening. Now they're calling in. Go ahead, caller.
Candy cane.
Number two.
Who are we putting in?
Judy Smith.
Judy Smith. Judy, Judy, Judy.
That leaves us with one thing to put on the tree.
So we got the candy canes, the lights, the tinsel.
Think of on the tree.
Well, isn't that what we're saying?
Yes.
On the tree?
But I'm thinking on.
So run that list down again. Things you put on a Christmas tree.
Well, so far we've gotten lights, candy cane, ornaments, and tinsel. There's one more.
Lights, candy canes, ornaments, and tinsel. And there's one more answer. And we've got Ralph, Phyllis, and Judy Smith in so far. Go ahead, caller.
Well, a lot of people put, like, a star or angel on the top.
Angels, number five.
You know, Mike's new to the radio business because he's chewing on ice talking into a microphone. What in the world are you doing over there? You don't get a mouthful of ice before we take a phone call.
Well, you know, everybody has their ways.
There you go.
Yeah, it's the holidays, I guess.
I'm trying to figure out tinsel and stencil.
Yeah, well, that's right. Didn't you hear stencil?
Yeah, but I kind of just assumed it was tinsel, though.
Okay, but now, there is a difference between stencil and stencil, isn't there?
That's beyond me.
Mike is furrowing his brow over here. What do you want for Christmas this year? We are in the holiday season.
Well, you know, I haven't really thought about it. I'd like the Cleveland Browns to win a Super Bowl.
Oh, you'll be waiting a long time for that one. Don't hold your breath for this Christmas.
Santa does not bring miracles.
Okay.
Good to talk to you. Thanks.
Have a good one.
All right, Ryan. Ryan out there working hard today, but listening to us at the... You know, I have no idea where Ryan works.
I might know that, Ryan. That voice sounds very familiar.
I met him one time he came in the studio, mm-hmm. but we didn't get a chance to talk because I think I was on the air. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, if you have cats, that tinsel's not good to put on your tree. The cats will tend to eat that.
It's good to put on the tree if you don't like cats.
Hey, I have a question. You said we were on the WMRN this morning, right?
Right.
Now, was that the national news report or their local news report?
Boy, I couldn't tell you.
Well, because we just got, I tell you why I asked, we just got a message here from somebody who said we were on the state news this morning, which I'm guessing was not their local news.
Well, I turned it on at the top of the hour after that, and it wasn't on.
So what, you turned away from us at the top of the hour?
Well, I just wanted to see what all it said, because I didn't catch it all.
But it was on the report this morning at 8.
Well, it was on earlier, Nate.
a little earlier than me.
I was listening to it when I turned it on. They was talking about it when I turned it on, so I didn't catch it all.
Like it was a show or it was a report?
No, it was a news report.
Oh, very interesting.
And then after I talked to you, I wanted to listen to the whole thing, and I turned it on at the top of the hour there at 9, and they didn't say nothing, so I don't know.
Well, that's very interesting. Well, we're being told it was the Fox News this morning from the person out there listening. So, hey, that's maybe this dog collar will come back.
Yeah, hopefully.
Hey, thank you. Well, how about that? Go figure.
Well, for as far as category name something you hang on a tree, we got all five. They
now,
were.
Didn't we do that already? Oh, go ahead, Mike. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get in your way. I didn't know if you were chewing on ice over there or something. Go ahead.
I didn't mean to wake you up, Scott.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Doing a show over here.
Okay.
Go ahead.
The five answers we have are lights, candy cane, ornaments, tinsel, and angel.
There you go. Go ahead, caller. Our caller left us. If that was you, give us a call back. Might talk too long. 740-383-9944. That's
740-383-9944.
Sure. But we had a caller there, and I was trying to get to the call, but you were soliloquying about the things we already named. You want to tell us again? What are those five things you put on a Christmas tree?
I'm not going
to
tell you.
No, I need to know. It's tinsel, candy canes, ornaments, an angel, and lights.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we all know that.
Soon to be Scott Spears.
Well, I know that I'll sleep tonight. Next category.
Okay.
32 minutes past the hour.
We have two categories left here, and this one is popular drink at Christmas. Popular drink at Christmas.
How many answers do we have?
Oh, good question. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five answers.
A popular drink at Christmas. And you know, the official start of the Christmas season did start this morning at 10:15 when Bob Welsh hung the dough Christmas ornament, a shellacked piece of dough that says WWGH, topped the WWGH Christmas tree.
And that was quite a moment.
You know, it really warmed my heart.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller.
Eggnog. I haven't got any yet this year, but I love eggnog.
Number one answer, eggnog.
All right. Judy Smith is in again. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Eggnog. Number one. And you said there are how many answers in this category?
Five.
Five answers. This is what again? Popular holiday drinks?
Yes.
Okay. Popular holiday drinks. Eggnog, number one on the list. What other popular holiday drinks are there? Giving away tickets to the Columbus Zoo Lights, which will run through January, I think the 2nd. That ice backing up on you over there?
I shouldn't have gone to witness.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
While the pastor was on, I
didn't sure. bring me back a thing.
I should have asked.
Not a
I?
Thing.
Yeah, well,
go ahead, caller.
Hot chocolate.
That is actually number five.
Number five, hot chocolate. Thanks, Ralph.
Bye.
Ralph gets in at number five with hot chocolate. See, I think that should be the official drink of Christmas.
Oh, I do too. With marshmallows.
Because the eggnog's okay, but, you know, sometimes it's a little... I wouldn't want to drink a whole lot of eggnog. Go ahead, caller.
Wild turkey.
It's not on the list.
How about Grey Goose?
Well, or, you know, whatever. You got to have something to go with that eggnog.
That's right.
I'm going to take that list and crumple it up, throw it out the window.
you don't like eggnog and, what's the other, hot chocolate?
I don't even drink. I'm just kidding. But I love eggnog. Do you like eggnog, Scott?
You know, I do. I just it's a heavy drink, so I wouldn't want to drink a whole lot of it. But it's okay.
Yeah. All right. Toodles.
See ya. All right. Sarah does not get in on this one. No wild turkey. Are you there?
What? Well. What kind of alcohol is wild turkey?
I don't know. I've never had it.
I don't either.
I don't get into that sort of libation. Go ahead, caller. Okay.
Does Tom and Jerry, would that make the list? A good old Tom and Jerry.
Now, what's a Tom and Jerry?
It's a mixed drink. I just remember having it a few times at the Elks here in Marion on holidays.
A Tom and Jerry? Oh, there was one over at the Elks? Now, what are you doing
over
here?
It's a mixed drink that they have on Christmas and New Year's.
So, but you don't know what was in the drink you drank?
I have no idea. I know it was alcohol in it.
Just called a Tom and Jerry, though, huh?
It was called a Tom and Jerry. I just thought it might be on the list.
Well, sure, no, I wouldn't. Well, see, but here's the problem. We have something on the list that this could fall under, but I'm not sure what it is.
Well, maybe another caller will be able to help me out. I can't remember.
Yeah, what's a Tom and Jerry? That's good.
Yeah,
it's a mouse. All right. It's a mouse and cat.
Yeah, I understand that. Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, does anybody know what a Tom and Jerry is? Apparently it's a drink with some libation to it. Now, we're having some guesses here, like Wild Turkey and Tom and Jerry, that may fall under a category here. I'm not really sure, because I'm not really sure what these drinks are. Popular holiday drink is the category, 740-383-9944. We've got eggnog and hot chocolate so far, and there are three remaining answers. 740-383-9944. Who's got those answers? Hello. I'm waiting for you to come in. See, when I leave an opening like that, I'm waiting for you to...
You need to knock louder. Okay?
Go ahead, caller.
How about vodka?
No.
Not vodka, no.
It's not on there.
No, vodka's not on the list. What's a Tom and Jerry? Is this a Tom and Jerry? Well, let's see what a Tom and Jerry is. My goodness. Well, milk is in a Tom and Jerry. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, cider?
Cider.
That's number three.
Cider's number three. What's your name?
Brandy.
All right, Brandy. Do you listen to the station often?
My grandma does. I'm actually riding with her right now.
Oh, well, do we know grandma?
She's not called in before. She's kept telling me to call in. Cider was her guess.
Well, I tell you, tell happy holidays to grandma. Are you out going to lunch or something?
We just got done shopping at doing the Black Friday in Marion.
How is that out there?
Walmart is packed.
Really? Were there any, like, $4 televisions or anything?
Nothing good, and they're sold out of a lot of stuff already.
Oh, that's a shame. Well, you're in this cut. You could win zoo tickets, so you got to listen to the end of the hour.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Brandy.
Hey, thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, Brandy is in there. She's out with Grandma today. Tom and Jerry is a Christmastime cocktail in the United States, but it's also British... It's a variant of eggnog with brandy and rum added. One cup of milk, half of an egg white. I don't think they get this technical up there at the confectioner's sugar. It's brandy, I guess. And Brandy just called in, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
What's the odds? Go ahead, caller.
Wild Turkey is a whiskey.
Whiskey. Do you know what a Tom and Jerry is?
No.
No, I never heard of that either. That's a little different. All right. Well, Wild Turkey's a whiskey. So I guess that really doesn't fall under one of our categories
here. No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
But Brandy is in the competition here, who's out with Grandma today.
So we have two more to go. So far we have eggnog, cider, and hot chocolate, popular drinks at Christmas.
Now remember, you can enter as many times as you like. That way when we do the drawing at the end of the hour, you have more chances to win. Go ahead, caller.
Coca-Cola.
Oh, that's a good answer, but it's not on our list.
Okay, thanks.
No Coca-Cola. All right. We're still looking for the most popular holiday drinks. Now, so far we've got Ralph and Phyllis and Judy Smith and Ryan and Brandy in the competition this hour for a pair of tickets for the Columbus Zoo Lights. Are you falling asleep over there?
No.
See, when I leave an opening like that, this is where you jump in and you say, and the category is...
And the category is popular drink at Christmas.
And the answers we have are...
So far we have eggnog, cider, and hot chocolate.
And how many are in this category?
Five.
And what's the telephone number here?
740-383-9944.
There you go. Now we're working it out. Show's half over, but we're working it out. Go ahead, caller. Are you there? Maybe not. Give us a buzz back if that was you. 740-383-9944. We want to hear from you at WWGH Radio. Popular holiday drinks.
Now, this one, I'm not familiar with. It sounds like something Russian, actually, so...
Russian?
Yeah,
it does. Sounds like a Russian drink.
Yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
How about rum?
Rum!
It's not on the list.
No rum. And, you know, a lot of people rum up their eggnog. 740-383-9944. Popular holiday drinks is the category. Does anybody know what these popular holiday drinks are? Do you?
Well,
you got the list right in front of me. Sure, of course.
Yeah, of course I do.
Go ahead, caller.
How about warm milk?
Warm milk.
No. Good answer, but not on the list.
Or as they say down in southern Ohio, milk.
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 Okay.
With an E.
Okay.
Milk. Warm milk.
Okay. I think you're milking this whole
thing. Go ahead, caller.
How about creme de mint?
Not on the list.
Creme de mint. Have you ever had creme de bank?
No.
Well, it's very good.
Okay.
I know. Comedy is crucial. 42 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. Popular holiday drinks. Go ahead, caller.
How about a hot toddy?
Not on the list.
No hot toddies on the list. A popular holiday drink is what we're looking for here at WWGH Radio. A popular holiday drink. And what answers do we have?
So far we have eggnog cider and hot chocolate.
And we have how many more? Two?
Two more.
Brandy, cider, and hot chocolate.
The other two, people are getting close. They're alcohol-related, but I can't say.
Brandy's not on the list.
Brandy's on the
list.
Were
you just listening to what I said?
What did you say?
I said the three answers are brandy, cider, and hot chocolate. And you just went along with it. And I knew at that moment you're not paying attention to anything I'm saying over here.
I'm sorry. Did you say something, Scott?
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Eggnog.
Eggnog. That's
yeah,
the other
there
one
you has. Go. Now we're running the show properly. Go ahead, caller.
How about Bailey's Irish Cream and Coffee?
Not on the list.
No. Terrible. That's terrible stuff. You ever had that?
Me?
Oh,
no.
Yeah. Oh, it's just awful.
No, I have not.
All right. Popular holiday drinks are what we're looking for here. 740-383-9944.
Okay.
Are you awake? Did you not sleep well last night? Go ahead, caller.
What about champagne or wine?
Wine is number two.
All right, Judy, we got you.
All right.
Judy C. is in the competition here.
So we have one more. One more?
We got wine.
Don't be over there whining now.
No. Well, I wonder if Brandy's still out there with Grandma. Does she know what the last answer is?
She might.
Well, we'd like to hear from her.
If she knows.
So what are the answers?
The ones we have so far are eggnog, wine, cider, and hot chocolate. There's one more. And the name sounds kind of Russian to me. I'm not sure if it is or not.
What do you mean Russian?
It sounds like something that would come from the country of Russia.
The country of Russia. This holiday favorite is from the country of Russia?
Well, in my mind, that's what I'm thinking.
Okay. Well, what's the final holiday drink? 740-383-9944. Popular holiday drink is the category today as we kick off the official holiday season here at WWGH Radio. The tree was topped earlier by Bob Welsh. We thank him for that. I'll be on tonight with Angie Evers, 8 to 10 on this station. So far, we've got Ralph and Phyllis and Judy Smith and Ryan and Brandy and Judy Cressup in this hour.
All right. One more.
Wow.
Come on.
All right.
We got to get it.
Popular holiday drink. And it can't be eggnog, wine, hot chocolate,
or cider.
Or cider. Those are the ones we already have. Okay, maybe this person knows the answer. We certainly hope they do. Let's hope. Go. Well, they went away. If that was you, call us back. 740-383-9944. If that was you, give us a buzz back here. We'd love to see if you know the answer at 46 minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday 2021. November. We still have a few days left in November.
Yes, we do.
Before we head into the month of December. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I've never heard of it, but it's called a wassail.
Wassail?
Wassail? I just Googled it. I don't know.
That's a good answer, but no, that's not the answer we're looking for.
Good answer.
Alrighty.
Here we go, wassailing.
Don't quit your day job.
No, that was good, wasn't it?
Well, sure.
We pulled out the recipe for wassail earlier, didn't we? That's how we started the show this morning.
We did earlier, yes.
It's very good stuff. I have wassail in my refrigerator right now.
Do you?
I do, from Trader Joe's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, maybe I'll drink that tonight here at the studio. Wassail it down. Go ahead, caller.
Doing the Russian thing, it must be vodka.
It's not vodka. And that's a good answer.
Oh.
with that hint, yeah, that makes sense, but no.
See, I think you've thrown people off by saying it's Russian.
It might not be, but the name to me sounds Russian.
Let me see it. I don't know what the answer
number
is here.
Number four.
Did we shake this paper straight? That's Russian?
Well, it sounds Russian to me.
No. That's a popular drink.
Never heard of it.
You've never had one of those?
No.
It's a very popular drink. Sure.
Okay. Oh, no.
There went the barometer.
Oh, man. The barometer is falling today.
It certainly did. 740-383-9944. Popular holiday drink. Well, that woke you up. Golly, what a mess. Popular, how are you?
I'm fine.
Good. Popular holiday drinks. Well, I think you broke this thing.
That's not my side of the desk.
Boy, Mike, you are clumsy, if nothing else.
I can't be clumsy across the desk.
Go ahead, caller.
Must be a white Russian.
A white Russian?
No, it's not. It's not.
All right.
Good.
Thank you.
Yes.
Can we help you with anything?
I'm here to pick up tickets for Tammy.
Oh, Tammy. Oh, sure. Tammy. Sure. Let's see here. We will cross this off here.
And right now we're
zoo
doing
tickets. There you go.
She's popular on the radio right now.
Well, I appreciate that.
She's on there all the time.
Oh, good.
We really like your radio station.
Well, thank you. Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
Yeah, call in anytime.
Once in a while, Kroger's too.
That's right. I'm just all over the place.
Yep.
Happy holidays.
Thank you. Happy holidays to you too.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well, Tammy, who's out there listening, you got your tickets. They're on the way.
Popular drink at Christmas.
I wonder if that was Tammy's husband.
I'm not.
Well, whoever it is, Tammy, we hope he doesn't pocket your tickets. We did give them to him.
So, may I go?
Are you going to go ahead?
Can I go now?
Go ahead.
You keep interrupting me.
I was talking to a person over here. I don't want to be rude.
Well,
golly, I'm not chewing on ice on the air. Go ahead.
Popular drink.
You broke everything over here earlier. Knocked over the barometer, caused all kinds of problems. Oh, you got a cold?
Excuse me?
You might want to get a lozenge. Go ahead.
Are you done?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Popular drink at Christmas. We have eggnog, wine, cider, and hot chocolate. And we have one other one that I'm not familiar with.
All right. Popular holiday drinks. Give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. Is this the only category we've done this entire hour?
No, we also had done things you hang on a tree.
Oh, yes, I remember that was a very popular category.
Such a simple category, and we had trouble with that one.
Things you drink at the holiday time. One left.
I could give you the ingredients of this other drink.
Are you getting nervous that people don't know what it is? Rack your brain.
I don't know.
We've got Ralph and Phyllis and Judy Smith and Ryan and Brandy and Judy Cressup all in the competition, but that's about it. We're waiting.
Waiting for what?
10 minutes left to go. The right answer.
Oh, okay. I know the right answer.
I know you do, but you don't know what it is.
Oh, okay.
Do you?
No, I don't.
It's a holiday drink. If you were going to knock one back at the holiday time, what would you have? I'll say this. It's an alcoholic beverage. Yes, how about that? There's a clue for you. It's an alcoholic beverage. What would it be? 740-383-9944. A popular alcoholic beverage that is in the holiday theme, I guess is the best way to put that.
It is traditionally served in a tall flute at brunch, at weddings, or as part of business or first-class service on some passenger railways and airlines.
Go ahead, caller.
How about a screwdriver?
Not a screwdriver, no. Good guess, though.
Would that be a Phillips or flathead?
What did you say that drink was served in a what?
Well, if...
A flute? Served in a flute. That's exactly right. You gotta get the musical instruments out to drink this one. Oh, it's served in a flute.
That's what it's called.
Gee whiz.
A tall champagne
flute. I'm glad this show doesn't have time left. Well, I like to drink mine out of a trombone. Go ahead, caller.
How about champagne?
Champagne.
Well, that's the main ingredient of this.
But not the whole drink.
Okay.
Okay. Gee whiz. You drink yours out of a flute? I go with the trombone. I knew a guy once who drank it out of a tuba. It was really something. Saxophone. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
How about a margarita?
Not a margarita. I told you that wouldn't help to tell people you drink it out of a flute. What kind of talk is that?
What about a bass drum, you know?
Yeah, I don't know what you would do. How do you drink your eggnog? Out of a, like, licking off the piano keys? What kind of talk is this? Go ahead, caller.
How about a martini?
Martini? No.
Martini, not teeny.
Tim Martini?
A martini.
A martini. Now, do you put an vodka or gin?
I don't know what I put.
Just mix a little of both, huh?
I'm just guessing.
Hey, thank you.
Yep.
You can have a vodka martini or a gin martini.
Make sure you put it in a flute.
Put it in a flute. I drink mine out of a flute.
That's a
kind. Why did you just say glass?
That's a kind of a tall glass.
We don't talk like that around Marion. We don't say we drink out of a flute. Gee whiz.
Well, if you drink enough of it, you might.
Flute. Go ahead, caller.
Are you guys talking about a mimosa?
That's it. Well, that's of it. Course we are. Well, you gave it away when you said you drink it out of a flute.
No, he gave it away when he talked about drinking it for brunch.
Oh, brunch. That was the big hint. Do you drink yours out of a flute?
No, I don't drink mimosas.
Now, mimosas, that's a good side drink, I think.
It's orange juice and champagne.
Right, it's very good. It's light.
Typically drink at brunch.
Brunch, absolutely. Well, you are in. Thank you.
Okay.
Scott's in now. Now, we've got about 10 minutes. Is there a category? We have two categories left, right?
We have one category left.
Really?
Yes.
We did them all except one?
Yep.
Well, here you go. This is it, folks.
Okay, things people do on Christmas Day.
Things people do on Christmas Day.
Five
answers. Things people do on Christmas Day, our final Christmas category today. And this is the day after Thanksgiving, kicking off the holiday season. Well, I'll tell you what I do. I get up in the morning, and I get the flute out, and I pour a nice mimosa, and that's how I start the morning on Christmas Day. Get the mimosa out. I drink a mimosa. What do you do on Christmas Day? This is the category, right?
Things you do on Christmas
Day. Things you do on Christmas Day. Five answers and about 6 or 7 minutes left to go here. Depends on which clock you look at. 740-383-9944. Well, we haven't heard from Tammy. Brandy's disappeared. Hope her and Grandma are okay out there shopping. That can be a barn burner. Go ahead, caller.
Have dinner.
Eat. Number two.
Okay.
Thanks, Ralph.
Yep.
Eat. Number two on the list. So only four answers left. something you do on Christmas Day. My word. 740-383-9944.
Okay.
That was your opening.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Open. That's part of... Oh, now. Things people do on Christmas Day.
Go ahead, caller.
You open up the gifts in your Christmas stocking.
There you go. Open gifts.
All right. What's your name, ma'am?
Tammy.
Oh, this is Tammy. Did your husband give you the tickets there?
Well, he isn't home yet, but I heard him on the radio.
Okay, well, he's got them. Don't let him tell you. Don't let him sell them on the black market or anything.
All right.
Thanks, Tammy. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Tammy out there with us this morning now.
Okay.
All right, we've got open up the gifts and eat. Three answers remain. What do you do on Christmas Day? Something you do on Christmas Day. We've got Tammy, Ralph, Scott, Judy Cressup, Brandy, Judy Smith, Phyllis, Ryan, all in this competition. Now remember, you can enter more than once. 740-383-9944. Tickets to go to the Columbus Zoo. And if you're really lucky, they'll serve you hot chocolate in a flute. Go down on flute night. Gee whiz. A flute. You thought that was going to give the mimosa away. Get your flute. Go ahead, caller.
You go visit.
Yeah, there you go. See family.
See family. Judy Cressup in again. Thank you, Judy. All right, we're down to two, right?
Yes, sir.
What do you do on Christmas Day? All right, maybe this is one of those answers. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Play games.
Yes, you do that, but it's not on the list.
Okay.
No playing games on the list this year. Just a few minutes left in the broadcast today. Don't forget, I'll be on tonight live with Angie Evers, the Friday night show, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio, where the G stands for Go Get the Flute and Have a Drink. That's what it stands for today.
It does.
That'll work. Yeah, why not? 57 and a half minutes past the hour. Things you do on Christmas Day. The day of Christmas. Go ahead, caller.
You put the kids' toys together.
No. That's a good one.
Not on the list, though. No putting of the kids' toys together. What do you do on Christmas Day? Two answers remain. We'd love to have them both here before we go off the air today. It's been a lot. Going to chew on some more ice over there? Yeah. Oh, why not? Don't wait for 3 minutes for us to go off the air. Go ahead and do it now while we're on the air. Why not? Professionalism. Go ahead, caller.
Some people sleep.
Oh, that's number four.
All right, Judy, you got it. Judy C. gets sleep, so we got one answer left with just a few short minutes left in the program.
And so far, we have open gifts, eat, sleep, see family, and drink out of a flute.
Go ahead, caller.
How about you stay in your jammies all day?
That would be nice, but no, it's all on the list.
All right, what do you do on Christmas Day? Christmas.
Well, there's a hint right there.
Is that it?
That's a hint. That could be a hint.
Really?
Yes.
Like, you have a spelling bee? Go ahead, caller.
Go to church.
There you go, number three.
Go to church. Perfect. Thanks, Phyllis.
Already.
All right. Well, we've got, we did them all, right?
We got them all.
What were the categories we did today?
A reason Mrs. Claus might leave the North Pole.
Go ahead, caller.
That's what I was going to say. Go to church.
Go to church.
Name a popular Christmas song. Name something you hang on the tree. Popular drink at Christmas. Another name for Santa. And things people do on Christmas Day.
All right.
You're
let's
listening
see.
To W.
Let's see who we've got in the competition here before we wrap the show up. Go ahead, caller.
Don't they got the last answer. That wasn't what I was going to say, though.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say get drunk. Actually, not go to church.
No, that wouldn't be going to church. All right. Thanks, Ryan. All right, well, Ryan's knocking back a few. What, how many flutes he's got at his house? All right, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. 15 people this particular hour. What are you doing over there? All right, give me a number between 1 and 14, and it's going to be a pair of tickets to the old Columbi Zoo.
Between 1 and 14, let's go with 2.
The number 2 in this particular case is, well, how about that? It's Ryan.
Yay, Ryan.
Yeah, he was only in there one time. He wins the zoo tickets. Well, Ryan, you can get those tickets Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week between 4 and 5 p.m. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week between 4 and 5 p.m. So, Mike, this was fun getting together and doing the day after Thanksgiving. It's always a traditional thing here at WWGH Radio, and I'll be on tonight with Angie Evers from 8 until 10. People won't want to miss that. Do you have a word of wisdom today for the listening audience?
I just have a question for you, Scott.
I'll go right ahead.
What did one traffic light say to the other?
I don't know.
No, that wasn't it.
What is it?
Don't look, I'm changing.
Don't look, I'm changing.
Yeah.
Well, the laugh track, if we only had it built into this show, that would be something, wouldn't it? Now, you'll be back with us at some point. You could guest host this show.
That could happen eventually.
Yeah.
Once a year? Sure.
No. You can just do it periodically. You know, like Johnny Carson used to step out on Mondays. You could just come in here on Mondays and host this show.
That would be cool.
Yeah, wouldn't that be fun? You'd be like the Jay Leno. Or who else used to do that?
Jack Parr.
The guest hosting.
What's her face?
Joan Rivers,
yeah.
Absolutely. All right, well, we hope everybody had fun with us this morning. We certainly had fun with you this day after Thanksgiving 2021. Do want to remind everybody, if you want to send us a Christmas card, it's WWGH, 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Make sure you put your return address on the card somewhere, and we will send you a card back. We'll read it on the air and put it somewhere in the studio. All right, for Mike Wilson and Pastor Whitaker, and Bob Welsh, who helped us decorate the tree today. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Pastor Spot here at the radio station. We are on live Friday mornings at 11:15. It is replayed Wednesday.